Hello, K-State Nation. Welcome to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here with you guys, coming to you on this overcast midday May, here in May of 2022. Eddie Greer here for this recap edition, this baseball recap edition of the podcast. And what a night for Germán Fajardo last night at Toyton Family Stadium. He shut down Wichita State, led the way, 10 Ks, struck out 10 Shockers as K-State knocked off the Shockers and ends up sweeping them 3-1. Of course, a couple weeks ago, they blew them out in their own home field. Last night, a baseball clinic put down by Germán Fajardo. This is May 4th, 2022. I don't know why I had a little bit of brain pause there a little bit, but May 4th, 2022, K-State pulling out this 3-1 victory there as Germán Fajardo, again, 10 strikeouts, only one hit in six innings last night, propelling the Cats to a huge win and, more importantly, a sweep of their little brother, Wichita State last night there as well. Fajardo was perfect for the first time through the Wichita State order last night and scored career highs in innings and strikeouts. Sophomore right-hander only allowed two base runners, earning his second win as his many starts against the Shockers. So apparently, if I go back that far, he made a start against the Shockers the first time. So Wichita State having their issues with Germán Fajardo there as well. P. Hughes last night saying a really good quote, a really good solid win. The game was well played. It was clean baseball. And yes, K-State needs to play. If they're going to win games down the stretch here, K-State, they definitely need to be consistent, really, for the most part. There's been a lot of inconsistency in the past, really, over a year and a half now in baseball, Pete Hughes. No offense, but there's been a lot of inconsistency, especially with the road and away. Road and home disparities perspective. I mean, Case, they can play lights out, 20-15 receiver against anybody in the country, and then go on the road, and like we saw last week against Oklahoma, really laid double eggs. They need consistency. That's what they need to here in the second, the rest of the way here. Be consistent and have performances like these. You get pitching performances like these, you're definitely going to win baseball games down the stretch right there. Let's look at the box score here. K-State, the winning team, obviously, in the last night, 3 runs on 5 hits. Only one error. Well, they said play clean baseball. They still had an error in this game. Left 8 on base. Wichita State, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. They left 7 last night there as well. We already recorded Fajardo already in this one. And Fajardo, 2 starts against Wichita State, 11 scoreless innings, 3 hits, 14 strikeouts in the 2 games. Just tallied them up right there, 14. So the nemesis for Wichita State is this Germán Fajardo. Fajardo has their number, and K-State has Wichita State's number this year as we end up sweeping the Shockers as well. Kalen Culpepper, Nick Goodwin, and Dylan Phillips, each of them doubled last night. Goodwin drove in 2, and Phillips also drove in the other run as well. And Dylan Phillips, the closer, continues to shut it down. We put it in his hands. 4th save of the year last night in the game here. As, yes, Dylan Phillips saved number 4. And, by the way, speaking of the number 4, Germán Fajardo's 4th win of the year. 4-1 this year. And Jace Minor got the loss. He's over 3 in the season for them. This was the 100th all-time meeting between these in-state rivals last night. Goes all the way back to 1906, and that doesn't matter now. Even though they got swept last night in the season series, Wichita State still leads the all-time series, 56-44. K-State sweeps the home-and-home midweek series from Wichita State for the first time since 2016 there, and the Cats now 17-5 at Toyton Family Stadium this season, and they've won 8 of 10 at big old Toyton. So, again, we're talking about the win-loss disparities between home and away, right? If they get again, I said this so much this year, really between the last 2 years on this podcast between the K-State baseball. If they could just carry that home swag to the away games, we can have a total another conversation, but it's just, you don't know which K-State team shows up on the road. That's the problem there as well. And K-State now bumps up the record back to 2 games over .500 with a 23-21 record now as they prepare for their weekend series back to conference play where they take on KU. And yeah, they're gonna have this note. I don't want to make bold predictions on the daily podcast, but I'm gonna make one here. They need to get these games. They need a sweep. Not no 2 or 3, none of that. They need to come out here and take care of business against their arch rival Kansas. They took care of little brother. Now let's take care of big brother. And that's KU this weekend. And oh, by the way, we are at home for those games as well, beginning Friday night on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus Network. And if you're listening in the car traveling over the weekend, these games will be on K-Man 1350 and 93.3 on their respective radio stations as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. That is going to do it for this edition of the podcast. Remember, if you're new to the show, welcome on board. Make sure you hit the subscribe button every time. And you should hit the notifications button every time we upload content. We're getting ready here tomorrow night to record episode 98 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. We're two away from the big milestone, 100, in a couple weeks. Cannot wait, man. Coming so far for that as well. And we have, if things go right, we could have some news regarding the podcast. So definitely, man, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. If you want more K-State content every day, make sure you hit the podcast button right here. Subscribe button of the Project Podcast. And make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan. That's going to do it on this edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.